Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 9.30 every Sunday morning. Good morning. Hope you're having lovely Wheaties this morning and happy NAIDOC week. Well, joining us today, the griller is away celebrating his birthday. Free trees, here you go, my friend.
Mate, I am absolutely happy to be here. That introduction was flawless.
Flawless. I'm stepping it up, mate.
Flawless, mate. We are in for a red-hot 30 minutes of action, let me tell you.
The griller's worried about the administrator. I'd be worried about the internal threat trying to get the seat, mate.
It always comes from within, brother. Always comes from within.
And joining us today, we've got the Sparrow. Yeah, that's very good, Sparrow.
Well, he's chippy today, jeez.
Yeah, you know, that's what he is.
We've been calling him an oxygen thief. You can't never get a word in with that bloke.
He just keeps talking, don't he? Can you stop talking over a Sparrow?
Just look at him, he's just jumping at the bit now. Unbelievable.
So, we are bringing the show from the Kulin Nation on the Wurundjeri people for NAIDOC week. And we don't like a big shout out to our brothers and sisters at the Koori Construction. I know they've had a lot on this week, and we'll go through some of that, you know, and some of the work, you know, we do with inside our union with the Kooris in construction. So
yeah, it's good to see that there was another good turn up of everyone. That's their forum. They get to come and speak about it's not worse than being told what to do by someone who's not like a white man, if you want to call it that. There, they get to converse with their own and have their own problems out there, and then that's how we find out how we can help them and how we can go forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And like Koori, we had Koori in Construction on Wednesday night, and you know they had their forum and ran by the Indigenous organizer, Koori's organizer Joel Shackleton, and we'll get into Joel in a minute. But you know, some of the stuff, like, you know, there's nothing worse than, you know, everyone thinks that this is what we should do and this is their, if they've got issues just with them, they should be able to raise it and we should be able to, and yeah, they come with the outcome, you know, exactly what I mean, right. They come with what they want to do, not be dictated by someone else or our union. You know, we walk together, you know, like you see in our EBAs, you're supposed to do a smoking ceremony on the job, and also you got to do an acknowledgement to country on who's you know, we make our living on their land, and you know, we should pay respect to their past, exactly, elders, right, and present, you know. So you know, we've also, this week, you know, we had the meeting on Wednesday, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff come out of that meeting too. I know Joel Shackleton, we're relaunching more of a campaign into, you know, black cladding, and we've spoken about black cladding. So what black cladding is, there's with government social procurement, you've got to have so much Indigenous spend. So these companies come on, and you know, if you've got an Indigenous person, as long as they own 51%, that the money that contract goes into Indigenous spend. So what happens is, what we've been finding is that, you know, the white people find an Indigenous person and put him in the company, yeah, and give him two fifths of shit all, and then claim all the money.
Yeah.
And on these big infrastructure jobs, we're talking, well, probably billions over all of them, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Where we agree there's good companies that do it that are proper Indigenous, yeah, and the money goes back into their community and help it out, and the training goes into their people, and the, you know, we give these people a career for life, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so we should, you know, and we've got a great number of Indigenous members that show up. We've got a great number of Indigenous shop stewards now. And we have a great number of Indigenous, you know, pre-apprentices and all them coming through that, you know, are doing the work. And, mate, they show up to everything, you know.
Anything
the union does, they are there in force.
And they're actually getting taught a trade. It's not just some give me job, you know what I mean? Yeah, no worries. Oh, we got, like, I remember there was a job where the Indigenous spend was, say, X amount of million, whatever. And when what they did was they put this guy on the job, they put a couple of the other people on the job, and then they brought in all these companies, the bin companies and that there.
Mm.
And what happened was, when the money dried up, the Indigenous spend was done, they were gone.
Yeah.
How about you break it down and employ them through the whole job? Not just some token where you're there until the Indigenous man's gone, then you're gone. Like, that's the epitome of black cladding.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And especially like you said, we got like bin mobs that are painting Indigenous stuff on their bins and saying that it's an Indigenous spend, yeah, you know, and
yeah,
walking, you got bosses like, you know, some of these major multinationals walking around with Indigenous stuff written on their shirts and saying that's their Indigenous spend, you know, because they've put Indigenous stuff. It's a joke. It should be spent, the money's there for the people, and it should be spent on the people, and then it's spent in their communities, and, you know, and you can see, like, you go to the Couriers in Construction and you speak to some of the lads and ladies in there, you know, some of them have turned their whole life around for working in the industry, and that's what it's there for. And, you know, we want that for everyone, you know what I mean? And
when you look at it, and like the government's to blame for a lot of this stuff as well, because they're enabling it.
Mm.
They're putting all this, you got to spend X amount of money on Indigenous spend, but they don't actually follow up. They don't actually follow up where the money goes. It's just, we're putting it on that there just to make ourselves feel better. It's a soundbite. Oh, we've got Indigenous spend, but they're actually not looking to see where the money's actually going. It's an Indigenous spend that's going to white fellas.
Mm.
They're just exploiting one bloke, as you say, who's the 51% owner, and I had the pleasure of being at, I've been to a few Couriers Construction meetings, and I remember Shaq's brought in this guy who owned he was a plumbing contractor, I believe, and they sold him the world and all, and he thought, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to keep my business going. He said, I thought my business was going to follow the 20 blokes that I needed to keep going, and I had all that, and these guys were like, here, how about this, we'll bring you on as part owner, and we'll fund your business. Now, and he only had 20 blokes and this little contract on the job. They were winning bigger multi-million dollar contracts off the back of his name because he was Indigenous.
Yeah.
And they were just black-cladding the life out of that.
Yeah.
And then when he actually got wind of really what he goes, I didn't realize how deep I was in until I was there. And fair play to him. He ended up, you know, he pulled out and his business ended up finishing up. But he goes around, gives lectures and that there about how they done it and why they did it and how they got around all this sort of stuff, and it's completely wrong. Like, I mean, they just prostituted him out.
Yeah.
And the government knows this is what's going on.
Oh.
If they really want to stop it, they really want the money to go to communities, it's easy to do.
Oh, and, you know, the government, let's be honest, how many politicians I've seen on social media, oh, there's a smoking ceremony, and don't give a shit about the job the whole time, but, oh, there's a smoking ceremony, let's go down there, and we'll all stand around, and we'll get a photo, and, you know, we'll post on our social media, like, we're in touch with the Indigenous people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's stop ticking boxes and actually start putting actions, you know what I mean?
Well, funny enough, as you say that, there was a smoking ceremony on one of the major projects this week, Suburban Rail Loop, where we build have a section, and they had a smoking ceremony there. There was over 100 people there, almost 100 people. About 25 of them, maybe 20 of them were workers. So there wasn't enough sheds for everybody. You know what I mean? They had a smoking ceremony. And then when the smoking ceremony was done, they asked the elder to light it up again so they could all get in photos with him. Now, that's just a photo opportunity. To me, that's disgusting. Personally, I don't. I'm fuming about that.
Yeah, and you see it too, especially NAIDOC week.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It started off as a protest, and now every poly wants to get out in front of camera and look at me.
I'm happy to stand with you and take a photo of you, but I'm not actually going to fix the problem. What I mean?
Or help your people. You know what I mean? And like, I want to concentrate on some stuff as well. You know, brother. You know, Joel Shackleton, good mate of ours, good mate of mine,
brother.
Good official I've worked with for a long time. And he has done more for his people than most people I've ever met in that space. You know what I mean? He is passionate. And you see the way he's getting attacked in the media. You see the way they every 5 minutes there's an article about trying to make out he's out of control and all this, mate. If the government had as much integrity for their people as what he has for his people, the country wouldn't be in the mess it is today.
Nah, 100%, you know what I mean?
And you hear people, you hear like that Nick McKenzie and, the Financial Review and all this sort of stuff and keep blaming Joel. Yeah. Because you know why Joel gets upset? Because he's sick of seeing his people get robbed with his black cladding stuff, what I mean? And he calls it out. And he calls out, Joel has called out people about their Aboriginality, people pretending to be Indigenous so they can, get these jobs, and it should be called out. And he calls out Kinaway, the Chamber of Commerce, ticking off on these companies and Indigenous. He's been pushing for years. It should be done by the elders of these areas, and they should get a piece of paper I'm from that area, for these people, these are my people, and the Indigenous spend should be given to those people.
Bloody hell.
And we, as a union, should make no apologies for doing that. That's what we're there to do. Because I remember I worked in Darwin, as an official, and we went to Impex, big job up there. They had Aboriginal on that because it was built on the nation on the Indigenous people's land there. And we found, as a union, they were claiming Sudanese people as Indigenous.
Oh, my.
You know what I mean? If you can't find Indigenous people in Darwin, you're not looking. You know what I mean?
They didn't want to look.
And you see, and then they go, we've got all this Indigenous men and we've created all these jobs. They gave them all Peggy's jobs. Yeah. The job goes for 10 years and train them up to be dogmen, crane crew, bloody, so they get a living for life,
100%.
So, a big shout out to Joel. A big shout out to all the Indigenous. And obviously, we've had the breakfast. There's a breakfast there. We had a breakfast there Friday morning.
On a rally.
A rally at 12 o'clock, And a big shout out to all the Indigenous peoples. And, the other thing, I'm sick of it, buddy. You're hearing all these rednecks, with welcome to country. Well, go and fuck yourself. Really? You know what I mean? That's my view.
It's one thing that has to be said. If you can't even give someone a minute just to say welcome to country. What sort of born asshole are you? Like, really? And like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to sit here, because I am a white person, but I'm an Irish immigrant.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we've been persecuted across the world. We were colonialised by the British as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all hate the British.
And no one said sorry to us, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, fair play to them. And I'll tell you now, it's not like they make it out like it's all about the Indigenous people have been more welcoming than anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're always opening, like I said, the Koori Construction meetings, more than welcome for me in that to go.
Yeah, every member was invited to come to go to the breakfast on Friday, you know what I mean?
And it's good to go hear what I would like to say the other side left, but to hear their point of view, because you know what I mean? I can sit here and give my point of view on an Indigenous thing, but my point of view is made up on what they think. It's not what I think, it's what they think, you know what I mean? How they've been treated.
Yeah. Well, with the union, we did cultural awareness training and, just sitting there and we've got people in the, I'm born and raised in Australia. I didn't know half some of the stuff. And you're like, fucking Jesus.
And that's a big shout out to the old executive because it was John and all put shacks on and all that there and offered to train us and all put us through that sort of stuff. You're 100%. I wouldn't have known any of the stuff if I didn't do with Dr. Gary Foley, isn't it?
Yeah. And Uncle Ringo as well, he was there
No, it was actually brilliant. I was very good that there.
How they were classed as, fauna and all that, and obviously the stolen generation as well, and how bad that was, and, the animals. We've all seen the, animals come out of the Catholic Church, and we've all seen, at the moment, we've seen the animals in bloody childcare, you know what I mean? And then you wonder why there's issues, You go through that shit, you know what I mean? Like, you remember Shax and that were telling me up in Ballarat, I think it was one of the aunties or one of the uncles, his mum and dad would walk past where they had him in a home, and he got in trouble for talking to him. Yeah, what sort of damage does that do to a young kid? You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. So, shout out to them. And, you know, and obviously they're pushing hard too, and hopefully they're moving forward on the treaty, especially in Victoria. You know, it's steps we've got to have, you know what I mean? And we should have a treaty for the whole country. So,
exactly right.
Saying that, we might cut to a track. We might cut to treaty because we were talking about treaty.
Promises can disappear just like writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah. Treaty now. Treaty, yeah. Treaty now. Bought and sold. The planting of the Union Jack never changed our law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be.
And that was Yofu Indie Treaty. And I tell you what, I've seen them before live, and they're a cracking band. They were a cracking band, and you know, I think Yofu's passed away now a few years ago, but what a legend.
Yeah, great song, that one.
So we also, Free Trees, we also want to talk about travel insurance. Yeah. You know, we bring it up a bit, but it's a worthy thing, so we want to keep getting it out there.
It's like every time we talk about it, people think we're just talking about it for the sake of talking about it, but there's always a reason why we're talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, last time we spoke about it,
Bruce, we had a member at OCC, he got injured, and, mate, without the travel insurance, it would have cost him hundreds and hundreds of thousands to get back from, you know, Indonesia, or he was in Bali or one of those, you know, and he still went a pretty bad way, you know what I mean?
So,
shout out to him.
A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with the plumbers organizers, Marcus and Simon, the other day, and one of their members, who's a delegate actually as well on their jobs in Caulfield, he was in Thailand and he got pancreatitis, I think that's what it's called, and he had to be airlifted back to Australia, but I don't understand the whole. I don't think he was medevac. I think he went on a commercial plane, but he had to have a nurse with him and all that. They're going to cost almost 150 grand, yeah, like, just for his medical bills and all in there. So not including him coming back to Australia and that there. And
just for being a financial union member, it takes 2 minutes to fill out the form.
Yes, and it was free. And you're thinking, where would you be? Imagine if you had to try and front up that money.
Oh, and we might actually, we've said it before, we might actually get someone from the travel insurance that deals with it to come in and actually say some of the benefits. Because I went through the policy, because obviously me and the boys went away for a holiday in Queensland, and it covers you 200Ks from home, so it's worth filling out. I'll tell you what, at one point on that holiday, I thought I was going to need a medevac. I was in all sorts. I had kidney pains, liver pains. I thought, oh, here I go. I'm not going to make it home.
In the horrors.
So, which, you know, as you do. You know, 200Ks from home, it's not that far. You know, it takes 2 minutes to fill it out, and it, you know, you get a whole heap of insurances, and like you said, it's not even that. So you lose your luggage, something happens to your hotel. There's all this other little extra stuff, and it's one of the benefits of being a financial member of the union, you know. And you've got to, if we don't utilise that stuff, you know, we lose it, you know. So, and it's good to see a lot of members are taking advantage, and there has been a lot of horror stories already with the travel insurance of people having accidents and having to use it, which we don't want anyone to have to use it, but you've got to have that stuff in place.
Yeah. And then shout out to the boys on the actual jobs, on raised a bit of money to chop them out as well. But like I said, for insurance that costs you nothing...
Yeah.
When you really need it, like, makes total sense. It takes 5 minutes to do.
And it's easy. If the brother, like, the brother gorilla can get the thing done on his phone.
He's technically savvy, as we know.
As we know, so power to you, you know.
Nah, but that's a very important thing. I know we keep harping on about it, but there is always a valid reason why we're harping on about it, you know.
And it is, and some of it too is, you know, while we're on insurance, making sure you do, we keep harping on it, but make sure you've got enough insurance in your CBUS and all that stuff, because, you know, you one unit of cover, like 50 grand or whatever, you know, if you die and you've got kids and the missus, how long's 50 grand going to help a family out?
Nah, not very long.
You know, it wouldn't even help you out 5 months, you know what I mean? The reality is, so... Make sure you get onto that, and you know.
And it's all these conditions that are fought for in our EBA that, you know, they weren't handed to us.
No,
none of this stuff's been handed to us.
You know, the people running the joint at the moment probably want to take a lot of it away, so we've got to keep using it. You know, 100%. They're good at spending our money. So, what's your thoughts on that, Sparrow? Yeah, that's a good input.
Jeez, I tell you what, never fails to astound me.
Never lets us down, mate.
Well done,
never.
Mate. That was a great. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, great insight. Great insight. But yeah, so, and you know, like I said, and the travel insurance and all that, and checking all your compliances and all that, because we always have a lot of issues with compliances and all that, and you know, there's a lot of people, you know, and there's some changes. I think there's changes coming in the super. You know, it's gone up. Our super's gone up because it's up 12%, and I think it's about to. Don't quote me, and I'll probably end wrong. And I know people at CBUS will ring up. I know a past official, you know, he rang me up because I said something in CBUS, which I was right. No, nothing. I'm not sending that down to Geelong. I know that. But, you know, CBUS, they're talking, the government's bringing in, they've got to be paid weekly, in which we agree. All compliance should be paid weekly, you know what I mean? This month, like, the bosses are just using your money, and it's big money. You look at some of the big employers, like, we've got companies that have got 1,000 men now.
Yeah.
Each month, that's a big bill for CBUS, you know? And if, you know, if I can push that and go broke, and super's not part of the guarantee when, you know, someone goes broke, which I think is ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know why the government hasn't got that part of the guarantee.
100%. But,
you know,
it's a legal requirement to have it. Why wouldn't you make it a guarantee?
And if you lose 5 months of super, and you lose, like, say, 5 or 6 grand or whatever it is, that 5 grand over the period of your super fund, that could be 100,000 at the end of the day.
At the end of the road, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you wouldn't – and people go, oh, it's all right, I only lost a little bit. You wouldn't drop you wouldn't let 5 grand just drop out of your wallet, would you?
No, 100%. It's yours.
Yeah.
It's not I know people think it's not real because it's just a number on a thing, but it's your retirement. It's your super.
It's what's supposed to get you through in the end. And let's be honest, the way the economy is and the way the world is today, they're making it harder and harder for working class people to retire.
Bloody
and they keep pushing that limit out further and further and further and further, you know, which is ridiculous.
Mm.
And also, you know, And we get back to, and this is something we're proud of, core union values. You know, you see the work, and a bit of a shout out to the boys at boys and girls at Pacifica. You know, they've been out helping a 30, I haven't got his name in front of me, 30-year member. You know, they got in, they went in, helped him clean up his house, his yard and all that sort of stuff. Because, you know, as you get older, it's a bit harder to do that. So, and also feeding the homeless and the, what else have they been doing? They've done...
Yeah, no, they help out at the home, at the... The Queen Vic Market, and that with the homeless every other Monday.
Every second Sunday.
Every second Monday. And then once a month they go around, like you just said, and help out old retired members if they ever need a chop out. And you know what? Fair play. And that's absolute core values, as you said. That's
union business.
That is union business, is right.
Yeah.
Big shout out to everybody who does that.
And I think they've been raising money too, trying to get swags and blankets. Because obviously, you know, we all live in Melbourne, mate. Imagine having to live on the street in this bloody climate. Bloody, I tell you what, me and Wayne were a bit, me and old Nobles, we had the heater turned up and tucked in the bed and we're still freezing.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Turned on, but you didn't have any electric on the house.
Yeah, that's it.
You take the batteries out of the clocks at night, don't you?
Oh, you do, as you do. So shout out to the boys. What else we got, brother?
Maybe I'll just touching back on what I said before about rebuilding that there, you know, once again, big infrastructure job and they don't have proper amenities. Yeah, the boys, it was pissing down rain the other day and the boys were sent out home because they don't have all inadequate sheds.
All right, we might have to get into Scallywags because we're getting down that time and, you know, another great show done by me, so send in your applause, let the gorilla know. All right, Scallywags, who we got, brother?
I go Webuild.
Webuild. Yeah. Wamara's playing up, mate, you know, which is Simul, you know, their indigenous arm.
Yeah,
you know.
There's another perfect example.
Bit sus there, mate.
Yeah.
You know, old Joe Bartolo making plenty of money, you know, doesn't want to sign the old indigenous agreement, Wamara, so, apparently them boys aren't good enough to get the money.
There you go, what does that tell you?
So, Wamara, also, who else we got? I don't know. All them people that are carrying on about welcome to country, all them grubs, you know
exactly
what I mean?
Right.
That's what they are, grubs. And so...
I'd put the government in there for not doing anything on black cladding.
Nah, just ticking boxes.
They're actually just making it worse.
And what about Suki Lalas? Who we got nominate some Suki Lalas?
I'd probably put the sparrow in there. He hasn't stopped sucking this whole show.
Oh, he's been very talkative. Can you stop talking over people, Sparrow?
Unbelievable.
Obviously, also... You know, we're talking about Simul.
Yeah.
Mate, they got the indigenous workforce they've got. Did not want to have a barbie, didn't want to help the boys out, you know, celebrate NAIDOC week. So I'll throw them in.
Yeah, grouse.
Sooking up. And them sooking up. Wamara, sooking up about paying the rates. Terrible.
Yeah. Probably charging for it, but not passing it on, huh?
Oh, and also, I'd like to, so who are we going with?
Oh.
I've got another one. How about we nominate all the politicians this week going out and doing a smoking ceremony just so they can get a post?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, yeah, oh, look. Oh. And they'll be wearing like an indigenous little flag or something like that. Oh, yeah, we're so in touch with the community.
Yeah.
Please.
Give me a spell.
So, yeah, we nominate all the politicians for wearing, pretending that they actually care. So we're going to give it to them?
Yep, let's give it to them.
All the politicians are pretend they care. And Suki Lala?
I'd say Webuild as well. Yeah, Webuild were sucking about not... They probably shouldn't have to supply proper amenities to the boys who work on the job,
Especially getting another... Webuild. There's probably politicians out there for the photo too.
Clearly. Yeah, there was. There was.
Well, all right, they're the two winners this week, and we'll go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And a big announcement next week, we have got the Chief is going to come on.
The Chief.
So, oh, yeah. And we're going out with Black Sabbath. Obviously, we saw the Black Sabbath's last gig, you know, so we'll go out with Black Sabbath. Have a good weekend.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.